The coronavirus pandemic continues to spread, and as it does, the economic impacts continue to pile up. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Washtenaw United. Each Monday, through our partnership with United Way of Washtenaw County, we explore issues of equity and opportunity. What we know is people of color and those in the lower realms of the socioeconomic sphere have been impacted more dramatically, both in terms of public health and economics. Throughout the pandemic, a number of organizations have been stepping in to try and help bridge the gaps. More than 90 service agencies work in concert with one another and are individually and collectively known as barrier busters. Our guest today is Moon Inunchi, and Moon supervises direct services programs for the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development. And thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Barrier busters. Now, that's been around for a while, certainly pre-pandemic. What changed when COVID-19 hit and the economy virtually shut down?
Yeah, well, it's true. Barrier busters has been around for a while. It was first formed in 2001. It is a collection of funds assisting low to moderate income households with such emergency assistance needs as housing, utility, transportation, and medical concerns for county residents. One of the things that we really noticed when the pandemic began was just sort of like the huge rate of increase in calls that we were receiving. During the pandemic period, when it was the safer at home order from the governor, we saw a threefold increase in requests from the previous time period.
That can be overwhelming. And I assume that much like the public health aspect of it, Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township most dramatically impacted?
Yes, the majority of our requests are from the 48197, 489, 48198 zip code, which is principally Ypsi City in the township, although there's also segments of some other municipalities there. And those requests made up about 70% of all the requests that came in.
With that in mind, how significant are the disparities and the racial breakdowns of who is hurt the most and who requires the most immediate help?
Yeah, so we noticed a few things that are along within a racial equity lens. Obviously, communities of colors, which have been historically marginalized, face increased household insecurity and health risks, especially during disasters like a pandemic. During the pandemic period that we've done the analysis for, over 80% of the recipients of aid were non-white households. Within that composing that was 26% of all assistance went to our African-American families, and 60% of applicants were with a Latinx, Latino background.
So immigration population's been hit very hard, and we're not getting the kind of federal assistance that others were eligible for.
Yeah, you know, county residents who are immigrants face some unique obstacles, which may include legal residency status, you know, public charge challenges to getting government benefits, and of course, language access barriers. You know, to try to overcome some of those challenges, the Barrier Buster staff works closely with local trusted voices in the immigrant communities, local immigrant agencies. And one of the results of that was that two-thirds of all basic assistance requests went to those households.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about barrier busters with Moon Inunchi from the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development. We've identified who is in need and where they are in our community. With more than 90 participating agencies, there is obviously a wide range of services that become available. What process is used to direct people to the right service agency?
Right. So how the process works with getting barrier busters assistance is that residents needing assistance can go to our website at washtenaw.org/barrierbusters to be connected to a local screening agency. Local agencies come of all types, you know, including health and hospital centers, neighborhood service organizations, disability education advocates, and university programs. In addition to doing the emergency assistance screenings for barrier busters, local agencies can either directly provide or refer to other agencies for such basic needs services as access to food pantries, clothing and furniture, or connection with health and emotional well-being resources.
As you mentioned, Barrier Busters has been around since 2001, so I assume that the process is pretty streamlined at this point. But again, we're talking about three times the amount of people calling in for assistance. Are those collaborative measures that are being taken to ensure those in need don't end up in bureaucratic delays and duplication of services working efficiently?
one of the things we strive to do is make sure that, as you mentioned, we've got over 90 agencies, of which dozen do these requests. You know, when the county receives a call for help from a local resident, we try to do a little bit of screening ourselves to see where they're at, what's kind of the demographic makeup of their household, and try to connect them to the right agency. And then as far as trying to get around any type of bureaucratic hurdles, when an agency puts in a request, usually the day or the day after that they've met with them, our office staff can review that request, and a check can get cut actually within that same business day or the next.
You know, that's really good to know. I fear that pride sometimes may get in the way and serve as a barrier to those reaching out and asking for assistance. We know how many people you are now serving, but in fact of the matter is, do you think the number that are actually in need is much greater because of those barriers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as you mentioned, pride can be a factor. As mentioned earlier, issues of, you know, immigrant status, of whether or not there's some type of digital divide where people don't know how to connect to a local agency because they don't have web access, all of those can play a part.
How exactly is Barrier Busters funded?
Yeah, so Barrier Busters is a collection of different pots of funding, really, some coming from local municipalities and foundations, and then we also have some pass-through funding that comes from state and federal sources. Usually we have an annual budget about $250,000, but both local municipalities, foundations, and federal government, recognizing the nature of this crisis, have really stepped in. And currently we have a budget of just about $500,000 that we're working with.
On the surface, that sounds like a lot of money, but given the need, that is not a lot of money. How are the determinations made about allocations?
Yeah, so we try to focus on low to moderate income households. We look at households who are at 60% of area median income, or 400% of the federal poverty level, as kind of our target populations. And with each case that comes in, we kind of triage the need for it. How close are they to eviction? Are their lights already out? Factors like that in making a determination for approving an application.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU and our conversation about Barrier Busters with Moon Enunchi from the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development continues. I certainly don't have to tell you, Moon, the moratorium on housing evictions expired earlier this summer, and many of those cases now beginning to wind their way through the local courts. As we look to fall and winter, how is your office and the rest of the Barrier Busters collaboration preparing for what may come?
Right, yeah. So, you know, while Barrier Busters is one of the programs of the Office of Community and Economic Development, we've got some other initiatives, one in particular that's focused particularly on the eviction crisis, is the Eviction Diversion Program, which we're doing in conjunction with a number of local social service agencies. For those residents who are facing eviction in particular, we are encouraging folks to call Housing Access of Washtenaw County at area code 734-961-1999.
At least for now, the university campuses in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti are planning to be full of students by the end of the week. Are you expecting there will be student needs that have to be addressed at more significant levels than the pre-pandemic area as well?
Almost definitely so, unfortunately. And to that end, you know, we have been working with university partners at both Eastern Michigan University, University of Michigan, and at Washtenaw Community College, who are all Barrier Buster members, to make sure that those students' needs are met.
What role can the community at large play in assisting or supplementing the work of the Barrier Busters and the Office of Community and Economic Development in ensuring that we help take care of our community?
I think helping out our local social service network is deeply important. So, you know, if the public at large has the will and the ability to contribute time or economic resources to our nonprofit partners, that would be wonderful. You know, the Office of Community Economic Development is grateful for both the dozens of agencies who help meet remotely with county residents to connect them to Barrier Busters assistance. And we're also deeply appreciative of local funds provided by municipalities, including Washtenaw County Government, Ypsilanti City, Pittsfield Township, and our local foundations, including United Way of Washtenaw County and Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation. And, you know, if there's individuals or organizations wishing to contribute to the Barrier Busters Fund, they can do so from a web link on our page.
Again, I want to come back to this. You had mentioned it earlier. You're touching upon it now. But if I am among those requiring assistance and services, what should be my starting point to get what my family needs?
I would encourage that person to go to washna.org/barrierbusters so that they can be connected with a local screening agency for assistance.
I thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to an opportunity to talk perhaps a little further into the fall or winter and see how things are going.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
That is Moon Enunchi. Moon supervises direct services programs for the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development. For more information on today's topic and to access the Washtenaw United Archive, please visit our website at WEMU.org. You'll find all the links you need. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and it's heard each Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.